Hey, Aloysius.
What? What are you doing?
What you doing?
I'm not, whatever you're doing, I'm not doing.
You're singing a song.
You're singing, why are you singing a song?
That's what we do now.
But it's not, we just talk, remember?
Come on, man.
No, I'm not gonna, because that's not how we operate.
Sing your part.
I don't have a part. Fine. Okay, to just talk to the people the way you normally talk to the people, okay? This hand clapping thing, it's weird.
It's not.
I mean, it was a good beat.
Thanks.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I like it.
So, anything new, Aloysius? Anything you're up to? Anything at all?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head. I did walk around the yard the other day, and I saw some flowers coming up.
Ooh, that means spring is gonna happen.
Yeah, it means spring is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I saw some bumblebees.
Aww.
And the sun was up in the sky. I took a nap in the hammock.
Haha, hammock.
Good one.
Yeah, like as you're a pig and it's like a hammock. Like, hey, what did the pig take a nap in?
It was a hammock. I get it.
Yeah, I guess you get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
So, that's what I've been up to. You know, a lot of sleeping, a lot of napping. Usually taking a bath like 4 or 5 times a day. Bubble bath. Moisturize. Don't want to get dry skin. Drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's healthy. You gotta drink. You gotta hydrate. You gotta stay hydrated. You gotta drink a lot of water. I like that you're taking a lot of baths. I was wondering, though, why our water bill was so high, but now I know. Here's the thing, Pig. If you you can just wash your little
hooves. Yeah, they're hooves.
Your paws?
No, they're
hooves. Paws? They're hooves.
Bumpercock, come on, look at them. Okay. Look at them. Look at these. What are these? My hooves.
Those are your hooves. I think maybe taking a bath once a day is great, but maybe 4 times a day? We're going to use up all the bubbles. And it's not great for the environment. The fish needs somewhere to sleep. And if you're taking all your baths, then the fish aren't going to have a home. So that's not nice. Kind of like the people next to us. We had a nice wooded lot. And somebody came, and where all the deer lived. There were families and families of deer who would wave at us every morning on their way to work. I remember one time the daddy deer, he went out. He was holding his cup of deer coffee. And he was picking up his deer newspaper. He was still wearing his little deer robe. And I was in the driveway. And he looked over at me. And he just kind of raised his little mug as if to say, good morning. Good morning. And then, but then they took all the woods away. And now the deer, they've moved on to somewhere else. They didn't even leave like a forwarding address. So if we get their mail, we don't even know where to send it.
So I don't understand the connection.
Okay, well, yeah, the point is, I'm saying the deer had a habitat, which is where animals live. Like, habitat is what you would call an area where things live. So, for instance, the habitat for a rhinoceros might be in Africa, right? Or the habitat for, I'm trying to think of a good example. Mosquitoes is Florida. Ugh. The habitat for cheese is my belly.
Oh, you do love cheese. You do love cheese a lot, huh? So that's like hay's habitat is in my sty, because that's where hay lives, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, yes, yes. No. I think habitat is more for animals and not as much for things. So, like, for instance, my sock drawer is not the habitat for my socks. I don't think. But maybe we should find some sort of an expert that could tell us all this stuff? Oh, no.
Well, I see. I heard that you was looking for an expert in something, and anytime I hear the word expert, I realize that I, Rufus T. Rufus, am being called to answer some sort of a question, because I don't know if you know this, but I am not just a lawyer, but I am also a whiz at knowledge of things and stuff. I know all sorts of things, if you understand what I'm saying.
You know, he's got a good point there, Natty. Rufus, I dropped a whole box of toothpicks, and he looked down and he said, 714. And I said, what is that? And he said, that's how many toothpicks are on the floor.
That's so. It's a guess. He guessed. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Yeah. But he's an expert, like, counter is what I'm saying. He's good at counting.
No.
You can count on him.
No. Listen, he's not an expert. Did you actually count the toothpicks when you picked them up, or did you just take his word for it? Because he's been known to fib every so often, or all the time.
I regret that indubitably, because I never make stuff up. I may twist the truth from here to yonder, but I would never, ever make up a facsimile of the truth. And I do remember that day, Aloysius, that the toothpicks fell. And I counted them immediately on the floor. And I started up a new business on top of my law firm, and it's called You Can Count On Me. Because I can count things quickly. So if you have, a stack of nails, I can look at it. I'll tell you how many nails you have. So if you have a job and you know you need 173 nails, I can tell you if you got 173 nails, or maybe you have 145 nails. That's not enough. You need 173. You can count on me. We have a theme song too. Hold on one second. You can count on me. Don't. You can count on me. Don't. Because you can't count on yourself.
But wait.
No, you can't.
That's
but
terrible.
You can always count on me.
Okay. Well, I'm okay. I'm trying to be nice. I'm thrilled that you have your own business, and it's a very specific business where you count things for people. And I'm amazed that people pay you for it. And I'm really impressed that you came up with a theme song. But I don't like in the theme song where you say you can't count on yourself. That doesn't seem very nice at all. I don't like what that says.
I think he was just trying to be catchy. Because it's just like, you can count on me. You can count on, but you can't count on yourself. Me, I don't like it either. It's not nice. How about we could switch it up? Let's make that our exercise for today. Let's think of a better way to frame the argument. Not that it's an argument. We're not fighting or nothing. You can count on me. Tuck-a-dunk, tuck-a-dunk. You can count on me.
Tuck-a-dunk, tuck-a-dunk.
But you can't count.
Count on yourself.
I was going right back to the same thing.
See, you was going right back because it's just a natural progression. You can count on me. But why do you need to count on me? Why can't you do it yourself? Maybe you're too busy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Busy.
Busy.
That's it.
On
That's
me.
It. Hold on one second.
So you can count on me. Tuk-a-dunk, tuk-a-dunk. You can count on me. Tuk-a-dunk, tuk-a-dunk. Because, or
it's
when.
It's when you aren't too busy. So you can count on me. Tuk-a-dunk, tuk-a-dunk. You can count on me. Dunk, dunk, dunk. When you get too busy, you can count on me. That sounds much nicer. You know what? I'm glad we workshopped this. I'm glad that we talked this through. I appreciate you guys. And if you ever need to count anything, you know what? You can count on me. Tuk-a-dunk, tuk-a-dunk.
See you later, Rufus. Thanks for stopping by. Head on out. We'll see you later. Okay, we'll count on you. Thanks. See you later. Woo, that was exciting.
He didn't answer
The more exciting part.
He didn't answer the question. You, like, said something, and he appeared to give you some sort of knowledge, and then he just disappeared, which means he's just kind of gone, which means we don't have to put up with him, which is amazing. Okay, that was a win-win for everything. What were we talking about before you came in here? I don't even remember.
I honestly don't even know. I think it had something to do with socks. Habitats. We were talking about habitats. That's what we were talking about. We were trying to figure out if habitats are just for living things, like bears or pigeons, I guess. Or if they can be for other things. Like, because I said cheese, and then I said socks, and you said hay for your sty. So he came, but he was talking about something completely different. and we never got even to ask him a question, and he left. So you know what? I think that we're just going to have to do some research and figure that out ourselves. What is a habitat? What does it mean? Like, who does it stand for? Does it stand for animate objects, which are like living things, or inanimate objects too, which are like non-living things? Like, for instance, is the habitat for garbage the landfill? I don't know. I know one place that is definitely not the habitat for garbage. That's the ocean. That's a big problem. We're polluting our waters. Why would we do that? That's the animal's habitat. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're getting a thing where the habitats are fighting each other. The garbage habitat versus the animal habitat. My mind is officially blown.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap. My head hurts. This is too much thinking. We normally don't think quite this much on the Bumper Podcast. By the way, Natty, tell everybody who's new here, the Bumper Podcasteers, to go subscribe and like and rate the podcast, because we love doing it, but we love to hear your feedback, and we take all your words very seriously, probably. That's me, Aloysius JPEG. If you get bored on Facebook, if you go to the official Natty Bumper Car Facebook page, we're going to be doing videos for the time being every day, little 15-minute videos, just to ease your boredom a little bit. Because, you know, we are kind of stuck inside, and so that'll be a fun thing to do. Maybe we'll learn something. I doubt
Thanks,
it,
Pig.
But maybe. It'll be fun, I promise. Good night, everybody.
Night, Pig. So, yeah, I'm Natty Bumper Car. I'm a comedian. We make a family-friendly, fun podcast, and we want you to listen to it. You guys who listen, you're the Bumper Podcasteers, and I love you. You're awesome. Stay safe. Keep your hands clean. Get a lot of sleep. Drink a lot of water. Only take one bath a day. Okay? Okay. Perfecto. See you on the other side.